Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach on your mental health. Today, I have a guest who is a bosun and is doing some wonderful work in the industry, Luke. Welcome, Luke.
Hi.
So Luke has done...
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I'm happy to have you finally connecting. We've been trying to connect and make this happen for so long. So it's really exciting. There was just a small window period. I messaged Luke at 5 a.m. this morning, my time. I'm like, hey, Luke, are you free in the next 3 hours? So it's really good. So Luke has done some really interesting research through his university. And maybe Luke, you can give us a bit of background about how that happened and why you decided to use the industry as part of your research project. So it's in the area of mental health. And obviously you would have seen some issues occurring on board for you to take the initiative to embark on such a project. So can you tell me more about that and how this all started for you?
I had to come up with a project, an investigation into something within yachting, really. That's the degree part of it. And I've been on board for a few years and been in the industry and experienced it. And mental health's becoming more of a talking point around the world at the moment. And I just thought I'd, you know, see what has been done and has happened within the industry and what information there is out there. And it came back pretty empty, really. There's not a lot of recent information or specific to mental health. There has been a few comments into it as part of other surveys, but there was little specifically investigated into it with, you know, with data, really. And there's little being done to change it. There has been a few initiatives by certain organisations to help and bring awareness to it, but there's little facts out there, so little can be done on the topic. Mm-hmm. And that sort of started it. And then once I started doing more and more research and more investigation into it, it's just become bigger and bigger. And it's quite interesting what's came back.
Okay, so I believe you got 411 results or people that answered the survey that you released. Okay, so if you had
we had over 400 results.
Okay, so if you had to summarize the purpose in like two sentences, the objective of you doing the survey, what would you say that would be?
It would be to see the difference. I had to compare something, so to see the difference between senior and general crew, to see if there was any senior crew had ever found, like, over time and experience, have found a way to be more resilient and combat it. And another objective was to see if the help that is available is meeting crew that are in need, and whether, you know, the help and support are connecting and if people are getting the help that they require.
Okay, so can we dive into that? What were your findings?
So far, it's pretty apparent that there is a big problem there with depression, and the causes of mental health are extremely high amongst yacht crew, and the support, over 80%, I think, of crew aren't getting the help that they need, or they don't know where the free help and the help is available.
Okay. So what are the solutions do you feel around that?
This is, as a study, this would then have to, this has been a pilot study into it. I think a deeper study to really find the cause, to really find sort of the solutions to it would have to be done. But bringing awareness and change, bringing it to the, you know, to the table to talk about is definitely the first step. As on board within crews, it's not being talked about or addressed. So I think that's the first barrier really to overcome, to get people to talk about it, especially within crews, and if people are struggling to be open with it.
Yeah. And this is exactly what this particular radio station is all about and why I do the mental health series, which is broadcasted once a week on Yachting International Radio, that's based in Parma, is to break down the stigma and talk about it in a very natural way, to share vulnerabilities. Last week, I interviewed Steve and he lost his son to suicide in only December last year. And he became very emotional during that interview. So it's just being ourselves, I think, at the end of the day, and really voicing what it's like to go through depression, mental health issues, anxiety, bipolar, whatever it is, and instilling compassion or showing people what is actually needed in terms of support from fellow crew members and shore-based organizations. So I offer counseling to crew, and I had to support a number of crew, especially during Corona, and just the impact of social isolation is even more severe, and helping crew get off the yachts and return home during this period. And I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Education, psychoeducation, and educating crew about what mental health issues are and what you can do to support yourself or support others during that difficult time. And I feel that this should be addressed during the SCC W95 or as part of an induction process on board. They have to complete, it should be mandatory training.
Yeah. On one of the questions asking if there is any help or system put in place on board, and I was surprised actually to find I had a few responses that said it is stated in the standing orders and the joining instructions of the vessel on board, which was reassuring to hear. But obviously there was, that was 1% pretty much of people that came back with that, but it was reassuring to hear that some vessels have recognized it, but as an industry as a whole, it's not recognized. So, to put some training within, the primary stages would be beneficial, definitely, without a doubt. It's just a few hurdles to overcome to get it in place. Yeah.
And the MCA, would they be supportive of that? Do you know? Do you have any indication of where they are with it?
I don't. The only mention of it I've had in training would be on the helm course for leadership and management. But that was only purely because the instructor had an interest in the mental health and has done some work and is an interest on the topic. But I think if it wasn't for that, there would be no cover of it or mention of it at all. So the MCA, I don't know where they're at with it. It's such a broad topic, and the MCA also deal with, all maritime. I think it is becoming a talking point, but I don't know if I'd have to find out or maybe talk to them at some point, someone from there to find a definite answer.
Yeah, okay. So with mental health issues, I know that, look, you can maybe go on board with a mental health issue, but I do know that you can have the onset or experience a mental health issue as a result of dynamics, interpersonal dynamics occurring on board, whether that is bullying or assault or anything like that. So based on the results, did you find out what the causes were of the mental health issues, whether some of them did stem from onboard behavior?
A lot of it would be stress and loneliness are the two major causes, loneliness being a high percentage. Mm. I'm just looking at figures now, but it's not the percentage. Mm. Regarding the dynamic of crew, there was a lot of comments made of bad leadership. And under the question, have you experienced bad leadership on board? It was quite high. And obviously, I can't compare that senior to junior crew about problems of leadership. But it was quite varied across the board, really, of every department. And I think regarding mental health, the leadership has to be strong and open to talk about it. But it'll take quite a bit for senior crew to be able to talk about it. And even if they experience some problems, when the problems are over the board, pretty similar between senior crew and general crew, so it's hard to make those comparisons,
isolate the two. Yeah
it is, especially when, you know, it's not higher in one aspect or the other, or one department or the other. So
yeah, it's interesting, and I think that's another course that needs to be mandatory, is training in leadership before you step up. And I don't think leadership comes particularly, it does come with rank, but we need to be aware that we all can have the capacity to be leaders. So even if you're a deckhand, or if you're just stuck in the laundry, you may have the soft skills there. And it's about using everyone's strengths and values on board to work harmoniously as a team and collaborate together. So it shouldn't be a thing about us versus them, like junior crew versus senior.
No.
It's about how we can all work together as a team. And one of my students on my leadership course, she is experiencing, I would say it's certainly bullying, a form of bullying from her chief stew. And now she's been pushed out into a sous chef position. She was originally a second stew. And I think at this point of time, it is best for everyone, but she's at the moment in isolation in New Zealand, and she's due to fly back to the yacht anytime soon. But with regards to this, and during her leadership course, and she was talking about her experience of the bullying, she started showing signs of anxiety. So she was starting to shake, she started to rock and talk about all her fears and worries about going back on board. And I said to her, gosh, it like, say her name is Sally for confidentiality reasons. Sally, it looks like to me that you have anxiety because I'm seeing X, Y, and Z. She's like, oh my gosh, I've never thought of that. But yes, this is when I talk about it, when I think about it, this is what's happening for me. And in that, in the leadership course, there is a very in-depth section on mental health and how to manage it. So yeah, I think it's absolutely critical.
Yeah, just looking at the results, anxiety and panic attacks come in at the second most experienced mental health problem, or, you know, it's almost 45%. You know, it's the figures that have came in are staggering. Over 51% of general crew experienced depression.
Gosh, that's
crazy. It's high. Yeah, it really is.
Anything else from those findings that were stand out?
The concerning figures that came back were suicidal feelings, which were close to 14%.
Oh.
Yeah, that's of general crew and senior crew at 13%. Yeah, so which I think as a, they're quite staggering figures, really.
That's scary.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. Across the board, all the figures are quite startling, really. Hopefully these will be published within, well, the end of the month. They can be published and shared once they've been submitted. But they are, it's interesting, yeah. And hopefully it can make a difference and share light on the topic. Soon, yeah.
I hope so. And I think, you know, the operative word there is sharing. And as I said before, the more we talk about it, then the easier it becomes to ask for help, because I know it's not an easy thing to do, and there's a lot of shame and guilt associated with it, and that compounds the feelings of loneliness because you feel trapped, you feel like you've got no one to talk to, no one will understand. If I share it, will I lose my job? So there's so much going on there.
Yeah, really is. And once you break that barrier and be able to talk about it, hopefully that will happen less and less.
Yeah. So Luke, where are you going to publish the findings? So people that didn't partake in the survey, that they can have also access to results.
Yeah, I will. I'll publish a document that hopefully will get shared around the industry to share the light. But I won't. I don't have a. I've got a Facebook page. That's about it. My personal, but I've not got a public space to share it. I can share it as a PDF file, which then.
Well, maybe I can do that.
Can be published.
I can also send it to my mailing list because there's several thousand on that list, so I can do that too.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's what needs to be done. Yeah, definitely.
So do you have any parting words, any like advice or anything that you would put? I'm putting you on the spot here because poor Luke didn't get these questions put forward to him.
No, I think for crew, if anyone's experiencing any problems, reach out, talk to fellow crew members, talk to any professional, just get advice if you need or struggling, talk about it. I think that's the first hurdle to overcome. And once you can do that, I think it makes a difference. And, you know, if there's any fellow crew member on board, if you are isolated, especially given the times now with everybody in isolation, it's increasing. It'll be hard to be working in isolation now, even though the industry is quite isolated itself. Just talk about it, be open, and everyone is struggling at times. No one's a superhero. Everybody has ups and downs, and yeah, be open.
Thanks, Luke. That's great advice, and thank you so much for making this happen, and thank you for your time, and I wish you all the very best, and I hope you can get on that plane to go to your next destination as soon as possible. But take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.